Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trum ist Perigyot Mishnah, hey, Tiltan, Shenafle Tachabar Shal Yain. What is Tiltan? It's a kind of spice, something similar to a peas plant. I mean, at least it looks the same way. There's a stalk, and there's like a little packet, and the seeds that you eat are in this little packet. Dictionary definition, look at the Batanura here. In Arabic, Chulva Ubalaz Fingrigu. And they take a touch, the fenugreek plant. Whatever it is, this is what it is. It has a stalk. It has a little pocket. It has little seeds in the pocket. And the entire tiltan fell into a bar of yain. So part of the taste of the seeds and the stalk went into the wine. Zakta Mishnah betruma ubemeister sheni. What's this tiltan? If the tiltan was truma or it was meister sheni. So we're going to have to assess im yesh bezerak de litentam. In other words, if there are enough seeds over here, set aside the stalk, even though the stalk itself also has the taste of the seeds, but set it aside. If there's enough in the seeds themselves to put a tam into the wine, then someone who's not a kohen cannot drink this wine. Now, the chiyuv of trumas himayasis is only by things that are royally achil. You have to be able to eat it. So really, the kedusha of truma, or meiser sheni for that matter, is chal only on the seeds, not on the stalks. Stalks not royally achil, even though it has a taste. It tastes the same as the zera, but people don't eat it. So now I'm going to have to make a very, very, really difficult assessment over here. I taste the tiltan of the wine. Someone drinks this wine and says, there's fenugreek in this wine. So I have to make a cheshbon. The whole tiltan fell in. Is the taste coming from both the zera and the stalk? Is it coming from both the seeds and the stalk, or is it coming just from the seeds? If it would come just from the seeds, there's enough seeds over here to impart a flavor, then taka, the wine would have a din of truma or meiser sheni. But, avaloi be'etz, if my assessment is that the seeds alone would have not imparted a taste into this wine, the only reason I taste the tiltan and the wine is because there's the taste coming from both the little stick, the stalk, and the seeds. Then the wine does not become usher for non-kohanim for a zar, because the stick of the tiltan does not have kedushas truma or kedushas meiser sheni. But, says the Mishnah writer, b'shviyas u'b'klei ha'kerem, the hegdish, these three things, if the tiltan was shmita, or it was klei ha'kerem, planted too close to grapes, or it was hegdish, here the iser is both on the seeds and on the stalk. So memela im yesh, if I would have in the entire tiltan, b'zera u'b'eitz, both from the zera and the eitz, k'dei litain tam, there's a taste in this wine. There's the taste of the tiltan, but only because you have both the zera and the eitz, the taste that's becoming from both, I still say that the wine becomes asur. Because in regard to these isur, shmita, klei ha'kerem, and hegdish, the isur is not only on the seeds, the isur is also on the stalk. And that's the reason that we have this chumrah, that even though the taste comes from both the zera and the eitz, lemaisa, the wine is going to pick up the isser of either the Shemitah, the Klei HaKerem, or the Hegdash. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if this tiltan fell into a pit that has chul and wine, if it was Truma or Maaser Sheni, where the isser was only on the Zera, so if there's enough in the Zera to put a taste into the wine, so that the wine would have a din of Truma or Maaser Sheni. If it was Truma, only non-Kehanim can eat it. If it's Maaser Sheni, you have to treat it like Maaser Sheni. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or you have to redeem it. But if this tiltan is either Shemitah, Klei HaKerem, or Hegdish, then even if the Zera itself would not be able to put a taste into the wine, it's only because you have both the Zera and the Eitz, it's still Aser. Because whereas by Truma and Meiser Sheni, those Isurim are Chal only on something that's edible, when it comes to Shviyas, Klei HaKerem, or Hegdish, those Isurim are Chal both on the Zera and on the stalk. And Memela, both could combine to Aser the wine. Now, if the taste that came from the wood wasn't a good taste, it would be a different story. But Lemaisa, the taste that comes from the wood, is what's called an Eisentam L'Shvach, says the Batanur. It makes it better. That's the reason we're going to combine the taste of the Eitz and the taste of the Zera to Aser the wine, if the Zera and the Eitz are either Shvias, Klei HaKerem, or Hegdish.